This is Here and Now. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is on Capitol Hill today, testifying before the House Armed Services Committee about the exchange of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for five Taliban detainees from Guantanamo Bay. He told committee members the exchange was a tough call for President Obama, but it is a decision he defends, even though many in Washington fear that those Taliban detainees will return to the battlefield and fight against the United States. Republican Congressman Randy Forbes asked Hagel how far the U.S. military would go in fighting the so-called Taliban Five if they get back on the battlefield.
Would we put American lives at risk to go after them if they rejoin the fight?
Well, depending on the threat, but also let me remind you of the other pieces that you didn't mention in our analysis of these five. The intelligence community has said clearly that these five are not a threat to the homeland.
Well, meanwhile, in Pakistan this week, the Taliban there is claiming responsibility for that attack against the Karachi airport that killed 39 people, including the 10 attackers. But those attackers were Pakistani Taliban, not Afghan Taliban. And now the Pakistani military is calling on the country's prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, to do more to fight terrorism and the Pakistani Taliban. Which brings us to our question. Who are the Taliban today and what do they want? Professor Thomas Johnson is director of the Program for Culture and Conflict Studies at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He's with us now. Professor, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, when we hear the term Taliban, especially post-9/11, many Americans think of the fundamentalist Islamic movement in Afghanistan. But who are the Pakistani Taliban?
Well, they're actually quite different than the Afghan Taliban. There have been coalitions between the two in the past, but they're fairly separate entities. The Pakistani Taliban, or the TTP, has long been bothering Islamabad about Sharia law and other type of aspects of Islamism. And, of course, recently they attacked the Karachi airport a couple of years ago. They attacked the Karachi naval station. And they've had a tendency to bring the fights near the cities, which really worry Sharif. So unlike the Afghan Taliban, which is fairly organized in that it's got a senior leadership. I mean, we haven't heard from Mullah Omar in many years. But when he ostensibly wants something done, he gets it done. The Pakistani Taliban is much more dispersed. In fact, the number of members of the Pakistani Taliban, or the TTP, broke away from the group just recently because the TPP's leader in Pakistan, Maulana Fazula, had become too violent and undisciplined.
Well, and actually, the attack on the airport in Karachi was not just Pakistani Taliban. Apparently, there are Uzbek militants who have come out and said that they were part of that as well.
Absolutely. Well, the IMU, the Islamic Movement for Uzbekistan, has long been associated with both the Pakistani Taliban and al-Qaeda. They're close to al-Qaeda. And the reports that are coming through the media suggest that the majority of the attackers at the Karachi airport over the weekend were actually IMU members.
And what is it that they want? You say they've been bothering Islamabad about Sharia law. What is it that they are trying to achieve?
Well, I think that they would like to take over the government to the extent possible. I mean, they want Sharia law. They want an Islamic emirate. They have some very radical ideas. They would like to have more control over the economy. I think that they're basically an insurgency that's threatening Islamabad.
Now, the other big story that involves the Taliban right now is the release of Bo Bergdahl, who was traded for five Taliban detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Who are those members of the Taliban, and do they bear any resemblance to the modern-day Taliban in Afghanistan right now?
Well, they're early members of the Taliban. In fact, they're senior commanders. It's very interesting. A few years ago, a guy by the name of Mullah Zakir was released from Gitmo. And when he came back to Afghanistan, he was viewed as basically wearing the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's people in Gitmo are viewed very highly. But these are the same five members of the Taliban that the Taliban have been asking to be released for confidence measures for the last 2 years, a couple of years ago in secret negotiations in Germany. So while they are ostensibly to stay in Qatar for a year, that doesn't forestall them from communicating and starting to establish contacts. They have been gone for a while. Some of their networks most definitely have been severed, but I think it would be very easy for them to reestablish that.
I want to bring you back to Pakistan because we talked in the introduction about the fact that there are calls for the prime minister there, Nawaz Sharif, to take a tougher stance against terrorists.
Right.
But there are also questions about whether he ought to be negotiating more with the Pakistani Taliban. Is it possible to do that kind of negotiation with this group in Pakistan?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe that they'll sincerely negotiate. I mean, the strategic players in the Pakistani Taliban aren't insurgents, they're jihadists, and they're taking their leads from a higher power, and they're not about to negotiate it away. These guys have been fighting for a long time. It's also important to recognize that Sharif has been, for the last few months, at least the last 6 months, has been in negotiations with the Pakistani Taliban, but they broke down recently after the Pakistani military conducted some fairly intense military operations in the federally administered tribal area, especially a place called Bajur along the Afghan-Pakistan border. And many Taliban were killed and many Pakistani soldiers were killed. And the Pakistanis called in airstrikes that the Taliban claimed killed many innocent women and children. And that the attack on Karachi was actually a revenge attack for not only these people that had recently been killed by military operations by the Pakistani, but also it was a revenge act against the killing of Haq Mullah Massoud, who was the leader of the Taliban, the TTP, that was killed by a U.S. drone strike last fall.
So put this together for us. Between the Afghan Taliban and the Pakistani Taliban, how does the U.S. operate in all of this? And who poses a bigger threat to us? And how are we dealing with that?
Well, I mean, for the last 11, 12 years, we've been fighting the Afghan Taliban. We spent nearly $1 trillion in this fight in Afghanistan, and we've lost over 2,200 soldiers and airmen and Marines. So the Afghan Taliban has been a major focus, and ultimately the Afghan Taliban will have a lot to say about the legacy, foreign policy legacy of President Obama. But at the same time, we're worried about the Pakistani Taliban. They've been much more willing to take fights outside of South Asia. They've been involved in a number of different activities in Great Britain and in Europe. And, you know, when I travel abroad, I'm much more worried when I'm flying on a plane of something happening from the Pakistani Taliban than the Afghan Taliban. The Afghan Taliban are basically Pashtun nationalists. They want the foreigners out. If you ask Mullah Omar what his big goal is, he continually say to remove the foreigners. They're Pashtun nationalists. They want to take over the country. The Pakistani Taliban have broader wishes. They not only want to attack Pakistan, but they also have major programs aimed at Western interests worldwide.
Professor Thomas Johnson is director of the Program for Culture and Conflict Studies at the Naval Postgraduate School. Professor, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
And stay with us. This is Here and Now.